year, also negative results. However, the positive news is that there is outperformance from your total fund when we look at it relative to the blue bars, which is your policy benchmark. And the portfolio has outperformed across these time periods. Private equity, which is benchmarked again to public equity plus a premium, as well as your global equity asset class, were pretty consistent contributors. But across asset class over the longer time periods, value add came from your asset classes. So it's nice to see that spread out. The absolute nominal target rate of return, again, is at CPI plus 4% now. So as obviously as CPI is up 7-8%, this is a tough bogey to meet. Over the long term, the FRS has achieved this over the past 20 and 30 years, slightly below over the last 25 years at 6.6% versus 7.1. We look at it relative to the Tuck's top 10. This every quarter is a rush to get this data, so I would take it with a grain of salt. We do always go back and try to rectify it, but what you can see here is consistent story as when we look at it relative to peers, is that the FRS does have greater exposure to global equity, 47% versus 37.7, which is shown here. That's a little bit lower than what we've seen. Usually it's in the low 40s, but a similar story, again, greater allocation to international equities, specifically relative to peers. And that has had an impact asset allocation specifically when we look at it, when we look at performance, which I will jump to this slide to show where the FRS has ranked in this peer group of other 10 U.S. Pension plans, not necessarily public, but again, greater allocation to public equities in a tough period for global equity as you're ranking at the bottom of this of this peer group for the 1 year over the 10 year, you're about at the median. Likely driven by that global equity exposure, which is not surprising. The uncovered performance for the investment plan, which is about $12.2 billion at the end of September. What I, again, just highlight here is the relative performance, which is the third row in the top table. Active managers struggled over that one-year period. However, over the longer time periods, your active managers collectively have added value for participants. The last two mandates that we cover are the Hurricane Catastrophe Funds. There's about $12.6 billion at the end of September in the operating fund. You can see some negative returns given where interest rates have done over the near term, or the long term, some pretty meek returns. But on a relative basis, this portfolio outperforms its benchmark overall trailing time periods. And then a similar story in terms of relative performance for Florida Prime. Florida Prime at the end of the quarter had about $17.4 billion. It was down over the quarter, which is typical due to seasonal flows. Some positive results. I think the yield is now about 3%, which is nice to see. And strong performance relative to this benchmark, which is a peer group of other government investment pools. So strong relative performance across the board. And hopefully, as you've heard, we've gotten some positive results in capital markets since the end of September. So hopefully that can continue through year end.
Thank you.
That wasn't too quick, but thank you.
Any questions?
Thank you all.
Thank you. We covered it, but I'll send it back to Vinny. We're going to discuss the IAC compensation subcommittee update, but I think you gave it to if you want to go. Okay.
Yep, great.
Last, there's any comments or questions from the audience, we will entertain them.
We don't have any speakers. Okay.
No?
There are none.
Okay. Well, I want to wish everybody a happy holiday season. I know it's been a tough year for everybody in the investment world. So enjoy, happy, healthy 2023, and thank you for all you do for the SBA. So with that, we adjourn.
Thank you.